I owe you a 10-second car. I owe you a 10-second car.
Murren, welcome back.
Welcome back. Yeah, it's been so long.
It's been a whole month.
To you, it was a month, but to me, it was 60 years.
Oh, my God. Oh,
I have
time
a long
travel.
Gray beard now.
Oh. Well, welcome back. No. Welcome back. We're here to talk about, we are completists here at the Cast of the Furious.
And we that's what we are.
We were talking about it. We were like, wait, we didn't do the prequel episode. We had the straight to DVD prequel episode for Too Fast, Too Furious. So we've got to do that.
Prequel episodes. We're talking about the prequel episodes.
Yes.
Oh, that's great.
Yes. This is a prequel episode that came out in 2003 and was put directly onto a DVD because I assume the Too Fast, Too Furious doesn't even explain what we'll get there next week, but I assume it doesn't even explain how he ends up in Miami. So this is...
Excuse me, how do we know how he gets from Los Angeles to Miami? I don't get it. This was trying to be a nerd voice, but now I'm kind of like a Goomba guy.
Yeah, wait, hey, look, I love math.
What do you get to Miami?
Hey, I love calculus. I'm a math nerd. I'm a mathlete.
I'm trying to paint these figurines here.
Hey, the sum does not exist. Oh, yeah. I like your nerd voice. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, yeah. But yeah, how he gets to Miami. That's never explained.
How does he get to Miami? So he leaves off, basically, gives him his 10-second car, and we don't know what happens after that. So here we are, smash cut to the Turbocharged Prelude 1. Yeah. It's called Turbocharged Prelude.
Yes.
It's not turbocharged.
No. Basically, the answer is he drives to Miami. That's basically it.
We'll see, guys, on the Cast and the Furious. No, this is a piece of crap music video, 6 minutes long, directed by Philip Atwell. You may know him as the, you won't know him. You may know him as the assistant director on the National Treasure movies.
Okay.
And that's it.
That's a cool connection.
And
I like that.
That's it. I was reading up on the guy, trying to find out something about him. And one of the things, he did the movie War with Jason Statham and Jet Li. That was like his last movie. And it's funny because that came out in 2007. And then I'm reading an article from 2007. It says, so what's next for you? And Philip Atwell's like, I'm doing a
Someone
lot of...
interviewed him?
Yeah. It's like, I'm doing a lot of reading now. And looking forward to doing something fresh, and that speaks to me. That isn't that like you're in the business? Isn't that code for I don't have shit going on?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. I'm doing a lot of reading. Like if you have time to read, I'm sure he's not talking about scripts. He's like, yeah, I got the latest, you know, whatever was
Robert Ludlum novel.
I got the latest Ludlum. It's pretty good. You know, I like Ludlum.
Hey, it's your nerd voice. Hey, oh yeah, I love nerd. Hey, you know what I love?
Yeah.
Robert Ludlum really.
I finished all the Harry Potters. Now I'm on the Ludlum.
Ludlum weaves a really interesting tale of espionage. Yeah, there.
People call them airport novels, but I read them anywhere.
He wrote, "There's a multitude of reasons why you take your first film. A lot of it is to get somewhere else, and I'm looking to my, voice in the business." That's not a sentence, just so you know. I'm looking to my voice in the business.
Looking to my voice in the business. Okay.
I don't know what that means. So that was his last interview and also the last movie he ever did. So he hasn't done anything since 2007.
So wait, he did War? That so he was assistant director on both National Treasure movies?
Yeah, so he must be. I was looking under directing stuff and then I looked. He did a bunch of videos. He's a music video director. He did a bunch of like rapper videos, obviously. I mean, you can tell from this when we start writing it down. I was looking at the script. I was like, how many people do you think it took to write this? One, there are writers on this. It's 6 minutes long.
There's more than one writer. Yeah, I don't understand. Like, there's no, I don't know.
There's no dialogue.
There's no dialogue.
The only dialogue
they recorded
is
the archive dialogue from the end of the first movie where he says, I owe you 10-second car, 10-second car.
Oh, and they like remix it. It's
10-second car.
10-second car, 10-second car.
Oh, it's so bad.
And that's the only dialogue. I don't think they had a boom mic for this. I don't think they recorded any sound. It's like a silent movie.
They couldn't even we'll get to it. They couldn't even take him to Miami. He's not in Miami. We'll talk about that when we get to it.
Okay.
Okay, so. The video, We're in media res. And the turbocharge, actually, hey, I love a movie that has a crawl at the beginning that explains to you what you're watching. Mm-hmm. And a six minute video shouldn't have that, but it does. We'll put mm-hmm. the link up in the auto club so all of our family can go look at it.
Put it uploaded on YouTube.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Please go watch this. It's hilariously bad. The turbocharged prelude for Too Fast, Too Furious. Paul Walker returns in this electrifying short film that continues the action of The Fast and the Furious and takes you to the sizzling streets of Miami where Too Fast, Too Furious begins. I feel like this is not exactly what this 6 minute film portrays. They're in Miami for 1 second and it's stock footage.
It's a road trip montage.
It is.
So whose idea, do we know whose idea this was? Like, did Philip Atwell say, Hey, John Singleton, I hear you're making the movie in Miami. Can I do a little short film to accompany perhaps a DVD extra? Or was it like, was Paul Walker like, hey, I think we could do this cool thing.
I've got a bathroom.
The fans are going to want to know.
I've got a bathroom, a green screen, and a car. We should probably do this. I don't know who asked for it, Myron. The notes on this, it's vague at best as to where this came from. Let's just say, let's blame someone. Let's blame Paul Walker. It's a vanity project. I don't know.
He seems like he's the most, you know, he's the only credited actor.
Was he under contract for this? Were they like, all right, can you see, all right, in my contract, you do the movie, then you do a little shitty movie, and then you do another movie, but I'm not going to be in the second one.
So it was in Vin Diesel's contract that he did it? It's like, yeah, I'll do the movie as long as the other guy does a short film when he's in the second movie.
He has basically dares for other actors in his, like, all right, I'll do your movie. But Paul Walker, that pretty boy, he's got to do a little crappy movie. And he has to like it.
like a little Nancy boy, he's got to do a short film. everything's this voice now. I'm stuck in one voice.
I know, your voice craft today is just like, everything's this.
Everything, yeah. Okay.
So it starts. Let's go through the different scenes that are in this. Well, Paul is, Brian Spellner is at his house, which I was like, second one, I'm like, oh, he has a real house. Are we back at Brian Spellner's true house? Because we know he was living in the back of Performance, you know, auto parts. Mm-hmm.
He had a little bed.
Mm-hmm.
Assuming this is just Paul Walker's house that they're using.
Oh no, this is someone who lives in LA. And then he's thinking about that 10-second card he gave Dom. And then he takes his badge and chain and he hangs it on the side of the mirror just as the police arrive. Now, we got to talk about these police. This is what you do when you don't have police uniforms.
Yep.
You spray the outside with rain and put in thunder sounds and have mm-hmm. all the cops come in with little shower caps on their cop hats.
Yeah.
There has to be another word than cop hats, right? What? Someone asked Doug Greenberg. Doug, what
Doug,
do you
Doug. Call? Hey, Doug.
Hey, Doug. What do you call your hat? Is it a cop hat? It can't be a cop hat, right? What do you call it? What is that hat called?
He doesn't answer. What?
Doug, answer me.
You're Clint Eastwood talking to the chairs. It's not going to be an answer.
I know.
Yeah, so they're wearing those, and they just put shower caps over them so you couldn't see that there wasn't, like, any badge insignia.
And they're wearing slickers. They're wearing rubbers. They're wearing slickers over their uniform. I'm saying uniform with quote marks because there's no – I guess they're just wearing black pants. There's no uniform underneath. There is a badge on the outside, but you can get a badge anywhere. And they come into his house, and – I guess, is this how, we'll have to ask, we have so many questions for Doug. Should have just had Doug on this. There's so many questions about how you stop being a cop. Is hanging your badge on your bathroom mirror is that the way you do it? Is that how you give notice?
According to what this movie is based on, you have to throw it into the water, a body of water.
Okay.
If like in Point Break, he throws it into the ocean. That's pretty great.
Because that melts brass.
Yeah, and then it's gone.
It's gone. Seawater melts brass.
In Dirty Harry, he throws it into like a pond mm-hmm. thing. It's probably you have to throw it at least.
I'm trying to think what other movies where they throw their badges into.
Those are the only two I can think of. But I also can't. I don't know if I could think of another movie where someone hangs up their badge. I'm sure there are a lot, but
yeah, well, they leave their badge.
You got to be dramatic about it.
Yeah, like,
he's just like
I'm no longer a cop. I'm now a rebel.
He should have like run over it with his car. He should have put it down and like.
Oh, it's peeled out. On look, they don't have the budget for that. Smash cut to hey road trip like a Muppets bum 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 and there's a Indiana Jones style overlay map that with a little dot and the dot has the brightest After Effects. Someone has gotten their hands on After Effects in the editing software. It has given the dot that you know you're supposed to be following the brightest aurora you've ever seen. I was
they use them effects.
I was like, this is a lot. This seems like a lot. Like somebody's like, I don't know. That seems kind of boring. Why don't you spice it up a little bit and put a little.
The dot has Nas. It's just using Nas.
Nas!
There we go. Our first Nas. That's been a month since I've done that.
Yeah. It kind of clears out your throat. Now you can do your voices. Now you'll be able to do your voices better.
Yeah.
And he's on his way to Arizona. So he's in Arizona and he goes to a street race, which looks a lot like Los Angeles. But it's at night, and he has a really lazy flag girl. Watch the flag girl throw down the flag on this. It's like she's never touched a handkerchief, ever. She holds it up in her hands. Okay, think how you would wave if you were the queen. That's how she waves the handkerchief, and then she throws it up in the air. You know how normally they like bring their hand down really like in a hard motion, like the race begins? No, she like throws it up in the air, like, yee!
Like, yeah, you have to throw it down, so it's a very specific start time. But if you just throw it up in the air, it's kind of like, oh, did we start?
Do we start when it hits the ground? Down. Is this like Escape from L.A.? Like, do I wait till the can hits the ground? What am I doing? he's making money to go across the country because now there is supposedly a countrywide manhunt for this ex-cop.
Sure. I mean, I guess it's a pretty big deal. Like he betrayed his cop brethren.
Well, let's talk about this. What is he? What would he be?
What is his like the warrant out for?
Right.
What is his charge?
What did he do? He hung up his badge in the bathroom. Is that what it is?
Well, he also aided Vin Diesel. Mm-hmm. He helped him get away.
Sure, but he was still a cop when he killed Johnny Tran. So that's not it. It's not murder. Are they, what I want to know are the charges. I mean, they've got a headshot, and they've got his actor's headshot that they're handing out to cops, which is great. It's just a freeze frame from the first movie. I wish it was a picture of him from a security camera of him at Toretto's diner eating a sandwich. That's what I wish. It's not.
Tuna all over his face.
Just like this messy baby wanted by the police. So he drives through Arizona. He goes through Texas. He's reading a paper in Texas. He's not made the front page. He's like the sixth page in the paper. He's in a diner. And these I don't know where they're going with this. Like the cops come in and do not notice him at all. He's like
and he's not – he has – his hair is – he like doesn't have highlights anymore. His hair is a little longer.
He's got kind of a Caesar do going.
Yeah, but he's not disguised in any way.
Nope.
So I guess maybe the cops aren't like looking for him specifically. But his picture's in the paper at this point.
Yep.
As we find out.
And we get our introduction to Minka Kelly, uncredited.
Yes, the only notable part of this.
Yep.
Is her presence. This was her third role, all of which were uncredited. The first three roles were all uncredited.
Oh, are there other prequels to the Fast and Furious movies I haven't seen? Is there a prequel to her character as in the prequel?
A prequel to the prequel? No, she was in like two other things before this. It was like a Puddle of Mud music video and some other thing.
Okay. Was that directed by Philip Atwell?
maybe that's how she got at this, you know. But yeah, I was surprised when I first saw it. I was like, oh, it's like a Friday Night Lights reference. But no, this was like 3 years before Friday Night Lights. She's just, you know, a struggling pretty actress trying to get some work.
It is funny that she's supposedly in Texas.
That's true. Like it works out so well. Like it could be the same character.
Oh, so we're just gonna say it's Minka Kelly from Friday Night Lights. It's her character.
Sure. She's probably in middle school at this point. If we're going timeline wise,
I'm in eighth grade. My mom
no,
just
like, no, she, She's like a senior, I think, at the beginning. So she'd be like a freshman.
They're at a diner, point. But when he walks by, he notices she has the children's menu in front of her. With like the tic-tac-toe and the word jumble.
Yep, yep. She's with her dad, Buddy Garrity, who's and he's talking about football. You know, gotta love Buddy Garrity. I don't remember who her mom is on that show. Might be dead.
Fast cars can't lose. Well, what's the?
Are you a Knight's Head? Friday Night Lights?
Friday Nighter?
A nighter? Are you one of the nighters?
I watched the first three seasons, so yes, I guess.
Sure, that's more than half.
But
I would say
Minka Kelly was the least interesting thing that I saw in the show. I didn't.
Yeah, she's all right.
I think she's better now.
Mm-hmm.
I thought on that show I found her annoying. I like her now on. She's on Titans on the DC. On the DC.
Is that a tune? Like a voice on that, or is
Titans the live action gritty.
Oh, not Teen Titans.
You know,
okay.
Fuck Batman show. That
okay.
That teen. This ain't your Mama's Robin. You know this whole show.
Okay, I don't think I've. That's not on my radar. But
she plays Dove. Cool. She plays Dove of Hawk and
Dove. Dove. Okay. Well, yeah, she's in this. She was in Almost Human, which is a show I haven't seen,
but I've heard a lot about. You just made Dave Palace scream at into his eyes.
That's how I know most of about this. But she's in that. Co-starring with Michael Ealy, who we will meet shortly in Too Fast, Too Furious.
Is she in Terriers?
Not as I know of.
Okay, well.
I have started watching Terriers because of Dave Palace.
Okay. Well.
So she's in this. She's, you know, got she, probably
she's
a...
She's in this.
She probably got a very modest paycheck, so hopefully.
Oh, well, I hope somebody got paid. Well, we know that Paul Walker has to do this as part of the Vin Diesel contract.
he's doing this.
You're doing. I don't want to. So the cops
come
in.
Doing the short film.
The cops come in. He walks out, and Minka Kelly kind of gives him eye. And he walks out, gets in his car, and speeds away in the most like loudest way possible. Takes his shirt off, goes back to his really sad room. The news is on. Of course, he's still on the freaking TV. How come in movies they're always it's always on the channel exactly where you need to be? I love it. He leaves the motel and oh no, the cops are at his car and confusingly, Minka Kelly is getting some ice at the same motel.
She's stalking him.
Is she? She has ice, so she was
she
going
have
back
ice.
To
she
her
was actually
room.
Getting ice. Yeah, true. I don't know. I mean, she saw him earlier and then she randomly bumps into him again. That's like I don't know. It's a small Texas town, I guess.
I guess.
Yeah,
they're
when you're
all
in,
staying at the
when you're in Dillon, Texas, the football stadium is the biggest thing. Other than that, it's probably only one motel. So, I don't know why she's staying in a motel in her hometown though.
Yeah, that's confusing. I think some shenanigans for a prom are going on right now. This is probably probably a two part.
She's having a hard time. She broke up with Jason Street, you know, and she's having out with her parents. So.
Okay, now you've gone into a thing. I don't understand these references you're making, and I'm just gonna say yeah.
This is the only thing I could hold on to in this short film, so I'm gonna go with it.
All right, that's cool. And the car is and she just walks by the car. Brian is now walking down the street. He's given up his car, and he's trying to what's it called? Can you stick your thumb up?
Hitchhiking.
He's hijacking.
He's not hijacking. Well, not yet. We'll be doing that later. When did he give up his car? I missed that.
When the cops are around it, they're standing around it. When Minka Kelly,
his car.
You were
okay,
too
yeah,
confused
yeah.
by Minka Kelly and her ice bucket.
Yeah, that's all I could focus on. He needs a new car. Needs a way to get out of there. So
Minka Kelly drives up, and she's like, "Get in," but she doesn't say anything. Because we're again, this music is terrible, and we get some more.
They didn't record any sound on set. I think that it's all just post production sound.
Mm-hmm. And then we got a frog and a bear in their natural habitat. A stupid pseudobigger driving through the country. Another Muppet reference.
Okay, sure.
What you can make Friday Night Lights references, but I can't make Muppet references.
I don't understand.
The Muppet movie. They're
Muppet.
In a car together.
I have never seen the Muppet movie.
Holy crap.
I know. It's a travesty. I've seen other Muppet movies, but
we're not covering that on
movie.
This podcast, just so you know. We're not going to cover the Muppet movies one quarter Muppet at a time.
Unless they appear in a Fast and Furious movie, which I would love. Like,
oh, you got a 10-second car. Waka waka.
On my count, 1, 2, 3,
those are Sesame Street characters. They don't go on Muppet movies.
God.
Yeah, man. This is really important stuff you need to learn.
I know. I know vaguely, but I don't know all the.
You're watching way too much Friday Night Lights and Almost Human. I think you're wasting a lot of time. You're a real Minka head. I think.
I what am I gonna say? I'm a Minka head. I got a mink on my head.
So, she lets him out somewhere. It looks like a car lot. Also,
she's run into him randomly three times now, right? So she was in the restaurant, mm-hmm. then she was getting ice, and then she pulls up next to him. Mm-hmm.
Well, so she knew that. She knew his car had been taken because she knew that was his car because she saw him driving. As she looked up from her children's menu, she saw that he drove away in that red car. So she picks him up, drops
him
off.
She has been watching him. She's mm-hmm. been paying attention to what's happening.
He thanks her with his eyes, with a smile, and then notices the newspaper she knew all along.
He was sitting on it the whole time.
He was. It's in the cars. It's in the seat. I don't notice things like that.
Yeah, for some reason, this seat's really uncomfortable. It's a news. Sitting on a full newspaper.
I'm sitting on my own face.
Yeah, it was.
This, and this is, I guess, Minka likes bad boys. She doesn't know. He could be a murderer. I don't know what the article says. It could be like, wanted for murder.
Well, yeah, I mean, in Friday Night Lights, she's with Jason Street, who's like a really good boy.
Oh, my God. Stop bringing up Jason freaking Street.
She has an affair with the other, what's that guy, Taylor?
I don't know. The guy from Mars, John Carter Mars?
Yeah, she has an affair with John Carter.
Okay.
Who's a bad boy.
I'm back in.
Yeah, John Carter's in there.
You mean with Gambit?
Gambit, yeah. His most famous role, Gambit. It's Battleship. He's from Battle. I watched Battleship was on TV the other day. I was like, oh, I guess it's probably doesn't cost very much to show. I watched it for a little bit.
And I wonder whose contract makes them show Battleship. I wonder who's like, yeah, you could do this movie, but you got to show Battleship on USA.
You can't show National Treasure unless you show Battleship too.
National Treasure with our director Brian Atwell or Philip Atwell, whatever the hell his name is.
Who knows?
He's now at a car dealership, and he's got a bunch of cash on him. And this like kid with a visor, it's like
with spiky hair.
They're definitely going for a thing. He's trying to sell.
The dad's like a cowboy car salesman, and the son is like a goofy.
I mean, can we talk about the fact that they're a little? I mean, it's they kind of remind me of Futurama. What's his face? Who owns like a planet?
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Her parents.
Yeah. Yeah. It kind of reminds
me. Let's put it this way. They're of Asian descent. One of them's wearing a cowboy hat, and the other one is dressed like a LA street tough. So I don't know.
More like a mall rat, I feel like.
Yeah. Mall. Well, someone who would definitely do breakdancing. Someone who is.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Or learning how to spin. Someone who's learned how to spin those records.
Yeah, not spin class. This was before spinning was
He looks like he was going to start a spin class.
He looks like, yeah.
He has incredibly large thighs. He buys a car, a really crappy car, of course, like a SUX, you know, like another Hyundai, something he can turn into something.
Mm-hmm.
He drives.
But he knows how to do that.
The other movie did not explain that he knows exactly how to do all that, because didn't Dom's team help him?
Yeah,
a lot of it?
I mean, he like did some stuff, but mostly it was Dom's like shop and his people
mm-hmm. using the pyramid, fast, cheap,
yeah,
good, the pillars of mm-hmm. good service. Yeah, and so there is a scene of him working on the car somewhere. I guess
at this point he makes it to Arkansas mm-hmm. or can't yeah,
Texarkana.
Yeah,
beautiful city. I'm kidding, it's not. And it's on the border of Texas and Arkansas, obviously.
So he could be in Texas or Arkansas. We don't know for
sure.
It's
both.
Yeah.
And he has another race. He wins that one, so he's making more money. Then he takes his car into a detailing place and puts on a white, Breaking Bad outfit and spray paints the car. What is happening? What is he spray painting the car to get away from the cops? The cops don't know he bought this new one.
Yeah, it seems like that would be the only reason he'd want to do that, but it's weird that they didn't show like another scene where like, oh, the cops caught him street racing and he had to escape again or something.
So now he's in
this movie sucks.
This movie sucks. Now he's in a silver car, and we got our first motorcycles from the first movie, our Johnny Tran style, you know, Suzuki.
He's in he's in Louisiana, I think, now.
He's in the desert of Louisiana.
It does not look like.
It looks like outside of L.A. or
yep.
Best case Las Vegas, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're in a desert. They're where the Indiana Jones movie and the Crystal Skull starts. They're wherever that is. They're near Area 51, basically.
And he pulls a interesting trick here. The motorcycles want to race him, I guess. They're kind of like looking over like, come on, let's race.
It's hard to tell. Again, they're wearing helmets and they're talking
with
their
eyes.
There's
no sound. So,
well, there's sound. But, it's just that.
Yeah.
That's 6 minutes of that stupid bass line.
Yeah.
The whole time. It's.
If it's like a music video, they could have at least had like a real song, but it's just like. It's just like underscoring.
What song would you put to it? Well, for 6 minutes, got to be Stairway to Heaven, right?
There's got to be a way to edit this. We could re-edit this and just put a cool, like, yeah, Stairway to Heaven.
Rick! Rick! Get on it!
So many options. I'm kind of curious about this.
Oh,
now.
Yeah. If you have the ability, please add. Maybe I can cut down a clip and I'll put out the clip and just add what music you want to that clip.
Nice.
I mean, obviously the Titanic theme song is going to definitely go in there.
That'd be great.
Yep. I'm trying to think
on
what.
On repeat.
Yep. Oh, it'd be so good.
So, yeah, he pulls kind of a trick on these guys. They apparently want to street race him, and he's like, oh, yeah, sure, I'll street race you with his eyes again. And then they take off, but he just keeps, you know, he doesn't follow him. And then they get pulled over by the highway patrol.
They get pulled over by the highway patrol. Is that the same cop, or do I have cop blindness?
It probably is. I mean, they can't.
He's wearing a different hat, though. He's wearing a highway patrol
different cop hat.
Now, see, this we've seen three.
They're different kinds of cop hats. Sometimes they have hats. Sometimes they have rain gear on.
I know what a cowboy hat cop hat is. That's cowboy cop hat. This is a state trooper hat. But what is the regular default cop hat called? The Police Academy Steve Gutenberg cop hat. What is that called?
They call it the Gutenberg, of course.
It's the Goots.
It's the Goot.
I'm wearing the Goot.
Got my Goot on.
Well, I think you just found the name of the episode.
Got my Goot on.
So, yeah, they get caught, and he drives by again, and we get some more.
And then it seems like he, like, speeds up when he drives by.
He does.
I feel like he should have waited a little bit, because just because they pulled someone over doesn't mean they're not going to write down his license plate.
Like, and we're at our last race. Like
our first catch of the day.
Our last race is not Ja Rule. It's like this guy. Who is this guy?
I thought it was Exhibit for a second, but I don't think they could afford Exhibit.
Well, he'd be uncredited. So I don't think I don't know if they were even paying. Do you pay an uncredited extra? Again, you're in the biz.
Well, yeah, I could talk about this. I don't know. If they're in the foreground and they're featured, even if they don't have lines, they're not really an extra. You're a featured character because obviously no one has lines in this. So if you're someone who has to like do something, like the father and son that had to sell him the car, they had to be directed to be like, okay, exchange the cash, do this, blah blah blah. Jonathan's on his phone. He doesn't really care about this. I'm going to stop. No one cares. They probably got paid, long story short. But, you know, if you still, I don't know. Actually, I don't know about uncredited because, like, I've done, like, crappy short films before where I didn't get paid, and I still got credit. I still, like, got on IMDb.
What were they the prequels to? What movies did you do prequels for?
National Treasure.
Oh!
Yeah, I played Nick Cage's son.
Treasure?
I played his dad, actually. I played young Nick Cage's dad, young John Voight. And I don't remember what else happened in those movies. I just remember that it was John Voight.
What do you mean you don't remember what happened? You gotta listen to our
young Indiana
show.
Jones. It's a young Indiana Jones, but it's Nick Cage's dad.
You were even younger Indiana Jones. You did a prequel to young Indiana Jones called Baby Indiana Jones. Like Indiana Jones Babies.
I did this when I was a baby. Yeah, this was my first credit. I was three.
I'm Sala. I'm a baby.
Bad dates.
I'm Belosh. I'm a bad boy. Belosh? You mean Belloc.
Thank you for correcting yourself there. I didn't know what you're talking about.
No, Sala calls him Belosh.
Okay. I just remember Bad Dates. That's the only
that's the only thing you remember.
My go-to Indiana Jones reference.
Bad Dates. It's still good.
Works. It's a great line. It's one of my favorite film lines of all time.
And he's now in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. It actually kind of looks a little more like Louisiana. At least it has trees and it's not desert. And he races not Ja Rule, not Exhibit, and on a dirt road, I assume wins. This is getting closer to the Too Fast, Too Furious, like trees and stuff that we see throughout the rest of the movie. There's a lot of handshakes.
Handshakes and trees. That's what you think of when you think of Too Fast, Too Furious.
It is. It's lush. You'll see next week. It's lush and verdant. Miami has a lot of bogs, okay? There's a lot of swamp, and we're going to see a lot of swamp. But we don't know where he's going to go because he gets to that literal crossroad where he can go to New York.
Crossroads.
He can go to New York, or he can go to
Miami. He could drive another 3,000 miles to New York or take a short day trip to Miami.
Yeah. Wonder which one I'm going to do. So, one's cold in New York, and the other one is like hot, and there's like naked, almost semi-naked women all the time, and beach life. And street racing.
Well, the street racing in New York, too, that's where the Racer X article
Sure it is, but it's just a lot of extra work.
Yeah. It sounds like it would be very difficult to be a street racer in New York, and they kind of just make the best of it. But in Miami, I guess there must be I don't know. I don't know about the Miami scene.
Well, I guess
all I know is from Too Fast, Too Furious.
Let's just talk about the one thing. He is never in a car when they show a close-up. These are green-screened, level of Family Matters level green screen. If the family from Family Matters was in a car, this is how good it would look. Like that episode of Mr. Robot where he's in the car in a comedy. It's okay. I'm watching Mr. Robot. It's kind of like my Friday Night Lights.
Okay. Oh, now I understand. Okay. So where does Mika Kelly show up?
Oh, she hasn't shown up yet. I'm so excited for when she does. Our last like little quick cut of him driving is just the signs when they go by. So we've got in the background, we've got the map. We've got Brian's green screened profile, and then we have like Miami and Interstate 10 and Interstate 95.
Miami, city of industry,
population, and he's now in Miami, and we get our stock footage of Miami. There's no proof that he is in Miami, and these girls are walking with their bathing suits on, and he drives up and he is not there. No. I just want you to look at that really quick and look at the coloring on him and tell me that's him. They superimposed him into a car. They had someone drive a car in Miami. They did, or actually it could be L.A. This is definitely L.A.
A place with a lot of palm trees.
If you look outside, the outside light is so bright. It's the middle of the day, and inside the car, he looks green because he was shot against a green screen.
Mm-hmm.
So this is where it ends. This is where they've gone to Miami. I'm doing quotes again because they have been in Miami for 2 seconds.
Yeah, he's in Miami now. Miami.
And he smiles, and then he sees two relatively fast cars. Like, he sees two cars, and he smiles when he sees the spoilers. Like, with my
people. Here we go again.
Yeah. And then it ends with the greatest line. To be continued.
Yeah, the number two.
Oh, and there it is. It was produced by Geronimo Film Production, Inc. So good.
Sure. Yeah. So if we're counting this as one of the movies.
Yeah. Are we counting it? Is it? Okay. We have chunks. Are we counting it as something else? Are we calling it something else? We've had a whole wedge chunk debacle. Is this a wedge? Do you consider a wedge a little bit smaller?
A wedge could be any size, whereas a chunk feels hefty.
Okay.
You know, just the way the word sounds. I guess we could call it a wedge. I mean, I'm just questioning whether this is an official film, because it is a DVD extra on the Too Fast, Too Furious video.
It stars our main character. So it does. It does have plot.
And he is credited. No one else is, but he is.
Right.
It does have some plot. And it is like, it's called a short film. It's called, they call it, this is a short film that we made starring Paul Walker. So I'm just saying, if this is an official Fast and Furious movie, this is my least favorite. So if we're ranking it,
okay. So
this is the Clone Wars movie.
Oh man,
the series.
I think it's more Revenge of the Sith for myself.
Oh, are you a fellow Revenge of the Sith hater?
Oh yes.
Oh yeah, that's my least favorite too.
Well, duh.
This is how we're on the same wavelength here.
Yeah,
that's
we're,
cool.
we're simpatico.
Yeah. Yeah. Phantom Menace is actually kind of funny. Clone Wars is dumb but kind of fun, and then Revenge of the Sith is just a slog.
You're breaking my heart.
Oh my god.
All right. Well, this movie broke our heart and our will to live. So we wanted to make sure we got this out here before we did our regular chunks, which will start next week.
Yes.
And we'll be doing Too Fast, Too Furious in lush, verdant Miami.
Yeah. I'm actually excited to go to Too Fast, Too Furious after watching this. I think it's going to look really good by comparison.
I am too, because I'm a like we hate, if we both hate Revenge of the Sith, I'm a huge Tyrese fan.
He's a bright shining light in the Fast and Furious.
I mean, he turns into a caricature as the series moves on, but this first movie, he's actually got some range. It's not bad.
I like him. We'll get to it. We'll save Tyrese talk for next
Tyrese
week.
Tyrese talk.
Tyrese talk. Yeah, well, maybe that's a new segment we'll have.
Yep, and we got to talk. Well, just so
Luda,
you know,
Luda's coming.
Yeah, we'll have some new.
I'm so excited for that.
We'll have some new sponsors. We'll talk about it next week. Mm-hmm. We have some new sponsors that have, I mean, our brand is now so big. Corona has just pushed us out there. Olive Garden is really helping. We've actually gotten two new sponsors to add on to them. So we'll talk about them next week.
Yeah, everything's looking up. Everything's coming up, Cast and Furious.
Yep, we're getting deals left and right.
Are we going to be called Too Cast, Too Furious now?
I mean, we're going, yes, we are.
We're not
going
to change the thing, but we'll like. We can introduce it that way.
Where the Cast of the Furious presents, colon, Too Cast, Too Furious. Subcolon.
A Cast and Furious podcast.
Mission to Miami. yeah. Well, we'll have to figure that out over the next few weeks, what our actual name is going to be. Mm. We'll let our guests help with that. And family, we'll see you guys next time. Until next time, Racer X, ride or die.
Ride or die, Bandit.